my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor, and Wednesday is such a good day. Oh, they're all our good days, but Wednesday Elementary Chapel, I love it. I just love it. I enjoy being with these kids. And then high school chapel, all those kids are wonderful. And then college chapel, and I have a class on Wednesday. I get to hear, listen to Mrs. Treiber. It's a ladies broadcast at 10 o'clock this morning on our radio station, but I get to listen to it. I've been traveling a little bit more this spring than usual, and people have been asking me about it. I've had more preachers say, well, I know it's for ladies, but I'm going to be listening. I'll tell you that. Well, sure. We have to know how to protect, and who knows what she's going to say, but it's at 10 o'clock this morning Pacific time on KMVBC. Well, we're glad that you're with us today. We just finished College Days yesterday. Today's Wednesday, and then tonight, the midweek service. Well, these are great days to serve the King, King of Kings. The Burns Trio, I'm too near my heavenly home. Don't turn back now, friend. We're almost home. It's a good song. Let's listen as they sing.
I've been traveling here in this life with this heartache, trouble, and strife. Sometimes Satan tries to tell me to turn aside. I say, Satan, get thee behind. No returning in me you'll find. I'm too near my heavenly home where I'll abide.
I'm too near home with my Lord to me sweet. Heaven's reward, I'm not weak. Turning to sin, I've made my vow. There's nothing to go back to. Oh, praise God, heaven's in view.
Every day, my dear Lord is leading the way to realms above. He'll be with me unto the end, be my Savior, guide and my friend. I'll arrive in the heaven, the home of perfect love. Just one glimpse inside the home gate, see the friends and loved ones who wait. Will be worth whatever the cost while traveling through. I would not give up in the race. I'll continue by the Lord's grace. I'm too near that wonderful home beyond the blue.
I love hearing those folks sing. It reminds me when I first went to Gospel Light Baptist Church, oh, 30-some years ago, maybe 35. They just had that organ going, and they had that sound, that country sound. And, of course, the Burns Trio, they were from Brother Seitler's church in North Carolina. And North Carolina, God bless you folks. We need old-time religion in that state. Please, please, don't cave And it's, we're caving everywhere. California, yes. Tennessee, Georgia. And, you know, they're hot spots. There's great places. I'm not attacking your churches, please. But if your pastor wants to take a stand for God, don't fight him. Sheep ought to follow. And I'm not talking following down a wrong path of compromise or, you know, the major doctrines of the faith. They're under attack, eternal security and, you know, justification and repentance. I know all that. But don't spend your life hurting the name of Christ, but rather helping. God's word will stand. We're in Proverbs 10 today. If you'd like to get your Bible ready, we're staying with this thought of wisdom today. You'll see it many times in this chapter.
What has happened to a nation that used to fear the Lord, to a people whose foundation was built upon God's word? We've allowed this world's opinion to chart a different way, but it's time the Church of Jesus Christ should boldly stand and say, God's word will stand against the raging tide of those who criticize and work their evil plans. God's word will stand against the gates of hell with power to prevail in the hearts of man. God's word will stand. They can take it from the courthouse walls, remove it from the schools, teach our children that we're animals, speak against the golden rule, try and hide our Christian heritage from the public eye, but they'll never overcome God's word, no matter how they try. God's word will stand against the raging tide of those who criticize and work their evil plans. God's word will stand against the gates of hell with power to prevail in the heart.
This book of Proverbs is a book of wisdom. Over 100 times the father talks to son, son, get wisdom. It's so very important. Charles Spurgeon said this. We're in Proverbs 10, chapter 10. Charles Spurgeon said, wisdom is the right use of knowledge. Oh, my goodness. We have people with PhDs that don't have enough common sense to come in out of the rain. Oh, it's raining? Oh, really? Oh, my goodness. To know, I love what he says. So he said, wisdom is the right use of knowledge. Listen to this. Charles Spurgeon said, to know is not to be wise. To know, I'm in the room here with, in the studio, my office, my study with Ethan. Ethan is very smart. His entire family, his mother and dad, very brilliant people. His brothers are smart. He, out of the three brothers, happens to be the smartest. He's shaking his head no. He's very, very, they're very smart. These people are just really smart. So he has smarts. He has knowledge. But you know something else that Ethan and his family have? They have wisdom. Wisdom's discernment, to know what's right, to do what's right, to say what's right, to seal your mouth when you should not be saying. Proverbs 10, I'm going to give you many verses real quickly. Verse 1, where we see the word wise or wisdom. The Proverbs of Solomon, So here's this wise man writing to his dad. A wise son maketh a glad father. And so the question is, how glad are you making your father? If you're not wise, you're not making. How about verse number five? He that gathereth in summer is a wise son. That's why I tell our students, they're in 10th grade going to 11th. 10th graders should have jobs in the summer too. You can have a job. My grandson's here, and I know the others as well. They started working at 14 and a half, I think. They could get a job and a work permit. But in the summer, a teenager, a man especially, a girl too, don't be sleeping in bed till 11 o'clock in the morning. Curtains are closed. Shades are closed. You get up and eat Cocoa Puffs, and then you watch cartoons, and then you play games, and you're on the video. No, come on. And you're making preparation in the summer for the fall. You're making preparation in 10th, 11th, 12th grade for college. I really believe every college student should have his college bill paid before he gets here. He ought to have enough money saved so that the next year when he comes to college and gets a good job here, he is putting money away for the next 2 years. And in the summer, I don't believe, especially a college boy, I don't believe a college kid can only work 40 hours a week. Oh, my goodness, most of our boys work on a job and a half. A man, 60 hours a week, you have 168 hours a week. You're still left with 108 hours. The wise son will receive commandments, verse number 8. A wise son gathereth in the summer, verse number 5. A wise son maketh a glad father, verse 1. Verse number 13, the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found. Verse 14, wise men lay up knowledge. So it's okay to be smart like Ethan. It's okay to have knowledge. But they put that, they lay it up, but still the primary is wisdom. Verse 21, pardon me, the lips of the righteous feed many, but fools died for want of wisdom. Verse 23, it is sport for a fool to do mischief, but a man of understanding hath wisdom. How verse number 31, the mouth of the just bringeth forth wisdom. And in our lives this day, you and I need to be overrunning, filled up with wisdom, not filled up with a lot of knowledge. Get knowledge. It's okay. Knowledge is great. It begins with that in Proverbs chapter 1, the very first chapter. Wisdom's good. Knowledge is a good thing. But prior, more important than your knowledge and your degrees and your education and your academics, do you have wisdom? You come to Bible college and you just get knowledge. You'll probably not be a good servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. To deal with sheep, you need to understand every sheep is different. And sheep need to be carefully dealt with. And how important it is to raise children. Every parent that has more than one child will tell you they're all different. We had three wonderful children. They're all grown, serving God full time. Oh, we love our kids. And they're all married, godly people serving God. Now, here's the thing. All three of our kids were different. One day I called my wife, I was preaching out of town. I said, you know, if we gave every child $10, one would save it, one would spend it, one would give it away. I think they changed a little bit as they got older. They're all very generous and would give it away. But the truth of the matter is every child is different. You have to have wisdom to be fair and to be honest, but realize there's not just a cookie cutter raising kids. Wisdom. Father, give us wisdom today. We're asking for it. It's the principal thing. And all our getting, we're told to get wisdom. Bless our listeners and the Lord's Day and this night. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.